Madam Chair, Armenia extends its appreciation for the organization of a 40th session of the forum. We thank the distinguished speakers for their insightful remarks. We are especially delighted about the engagement of the multilateral institutions, which have been established also with Armenia's active participation. Global and regional early warning and prevention mechanisms are pivotal for addressing the root causes of disastrous war and violent conflicts. Hate speech, entrenched misperceptions between various groups along national, ethnic, religious, and cultural spectrum, and incitement to violence should be treated as the number one warning signs against the conflicts unfolding or looming on the horizon. In our days, this scourge is further amplified by the social networks, instantaneous and unrestricted dissemination of any information by their means. Armenia is a strong proponent for the human rights solutions, protecting both individuals and minority groups per se, anchored on the UN Charter and our core international human rights instruments. This is the compulsory minimum that should be complemented by the vigorous regional arrangements, vibrant national human rights institutions, and active civil society. My country is a home to several minority groups whose representatives enjoy both equal rights and special protections for the preservation and development of their traditions, religion, language, and culture. The Constitution prescribed that the national minorities should be allocated with a seat in the National Assembly, and currently there are MPs from the Assyrian, Kurdish, Russian, and Yazidi communities, who are well integrated into the political life along the whole spectrum, both through the parliamentary majority and opposition. Armenia's institutional approach to the human rights of minorities is driven by my nation's historic experience, both positive and negative. In many instances, Armenians enjoyed full protection of their rights, but on the other, they were forced to flee persecution and were subjected to atrocity crimes. We are convinced that such crimes should be addressed by application of accountability, promotion of truth, provision of remedies and reparations to the victims, and guarantees for non-recurrence.